This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're just babble.
We are back. I think we are. Oh, there we are. If I press the right button for my ears, we are back. I am back for me. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's also a live chat room, smarter people than I in the chat room. And you may get the answers you're looking for. Well, maybe not what you're looking for, but you get smart answers for sure. My wife checked this out years ago, and I was surprised to find out how they come up with the ratings and, you know, TV ratings and that kind of stuff. And I'm not so sure the TV ratings even mean anything anymore. Because remember, when it comes to cable TV and such, we have a whole different way of, you know, looking, dealing, that kind of stuff with it. Do we not? I mean, cable TV doesn't have the same kind of requirements that over the airwaves TV has. Never has, from way back when. Now, the PG rating, that really is a little different. Now, Parents Advocacy Group says that ABC isn't helping families. Now, notice, ABC, I can't remember where they changed it. Remember, it used to be, you know, the family channel kind of thing? They changed the name of the, I don't know, what do you want to call that thing? They changed their motto or what have you? And it says that it isn't helping families at all with the rating on a new comedy show as PG. Now, the Disney-owned network gave a PG rating to The Real O'Neills. Melissa Henson with the Parents Television Council says that the program is a classic example of what's wrong with TV content rating systems. Now, a rating system, her group says, is rigged to benefit the television networks and not the viewers, which probably is a very true statement. By way of comparison, Henson points out that Disney movies such as Cinderella and The Good Dinosaur also were rated PG. That, she says, might lead parents to believe that the movie and the TV ratings are comparable, but that's not the case at all. If you tune in to watch The Real O'Neills, what you're going to see, or be exposed to, is a deliberately scripted and then bleeped out F words and S words. Now, why do we need that? I don't mean about bleeping them out. I'm saying, why do we even need the gratuitous? And they almost lead kids to believe that those words are okay, and they're not okay. Why cuss words, why nasty language is okay, I don't know. You know, again, further erosion of the family, right? Am I wrong on this? Now, you know, your parents are deemed as old-fashioned fuddy-duddies because, look, Mom, they do it on TV. The only reason they're bleeping is because old people like you don't want to hear it. Now, they go on to say that you're going to be exposed to jokes about pornography, jokes about prostitution, jokes about pleasuring oneself, all kinds of inappropriate content and inappropriate material that most parents, I would say, venture to say a large group of parents, and I don't mean 51%, I'm talking about the 90 percentile, would not want their kids to see or hear. Now, according to Henson, there was even a recent joke in the show about child molestation. And meanwhile, 1MillionMoms.com, a division of the American Family Association, is urging supporters to sign a petition calling on advertisers to pull support. We should put that out on our Twitter. You know? Now, here's the funny thing about this. Somebody wrote back It says, I understand why Melissa Henson, the Parents Television Council, objects to listed content of the ABC show under attack. She and probably others aligned with her counsel simply don't want to discuss such matters with their kids. They, the kids, and the parents have heard all the F and S words on school playgrounds. They've undoubtedly been troubled and curious by such matters. They're hearing it because it's on TV and you're allowing it. And parents like you think it's okay. And just because kids are talking about pleasuring themselves and pornography and prostitution, so you think, so you say, and hearing those words, what do you think? It has to be on television and forced down your throat? You don't have a right to tell me when my kid gets to hear certain words and when they don't. You don't have a right to tell me how to discuss these issues with my kids. You don't have a right to do any of those. And yes, you're right. Parents and kids do need to talk about this stuff. But parents of their kids, kids and their parents, not ABC TV, not Disney Television, they don't have a right to do that. And it's liberals like you that make it so tough to raise decent children today. And the reason I say that is because you think the foul language, you think the nastiness is okay. Until that child gets to school and uses that F word, that S word, towards another person, or tells them to go pleasure themselves, right? Then all of a sudden it's bullying and you're crying foul. You people are so confused, it's pathetic. Anything your kid wants to do is fine until it affects your kid when somebody else does it. I would love to do a debate like that with somebody. I'd love it. I would eat you up. And I'm not saying that because I think I'm better than you. I would eat you up. Because you guys are so confused on this stuff. It's more than sickening. Yeah, that stuff really winds me up. Can you tell? Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, give me your email address. That would be great, too. Now, I want to keep... Well, we'll do it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, look that up. Somebody just sent me this. I believe it's true, but somebody just sent me this. Iran is now demanding $50 billion from the United States to pay for what it says is 63 years of spiritual or material damage. And the lunatic that we have in office will probably give it to them. No, seriously. Why wouldn't he? Gives them everything else they want. Every one of our adversaries, he begs for them to be our friend. You got to be our friend. You got to like us. You got to like me or else. I mean, seriously, you know, I wrote the other day that I believed that he had some mental issues. And, boy, they went nuts that I would say that about the president. You tell me the president can't have issues? He may be mentally unstable. Are you telling me that can't be possible? Because you had no problem saying it about George W. You had no problem saying it about Ronald Reagan. Apparently at those times it was fine and okay. And you've decided that but you can't say that about the guy that's in there now. I don't know. You guys consistently confuse me. Because it's not simple logic you have. It's twisted logic that you have. It's a twisted way of looking at this process. And again, it's what I've been saying for a long time now, right? It is, what is it? Republicans, bad. Democrats, good. And it doesn't matter what it is. So anyway, again, you want to get along? You want equality? You want a purple country? A purple state, a purple city, whatever, then you really got to, you honestly have to give equal opportunity to both. You have to be honest and open with both. So speaking of this craziness, and I do mean craziness, you know, I've been talking about this for years, and it comes out, people, you know, but again, well, somebody just sent me something, said that ABC is coming out and doing a second season of that show, whatever. I don't want people to check it out to even be curious about it, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. You know, for those of you who think that abortion has been enacted, it's being dealt with, it's out there to just, it's a women's health issue, totally a women's health issue, you've been duped. Whether you want to hear it or not, you've been duped. It is not that at all. Margaret Sanger's sole goal was to get rid of the black community. Weed them out to a certain point where they'd have no power, no presence, nothing else. Now, she's hailed as a hero for women. She's hailed as a hero for the Democrats. Why is it that they align themselves with these people? I don't get it. You know, the Joe Langford of the Human Life Alliance told a local news source that one of the new beginnings in the arena occurred 62 years ago on May 17, 1954, when the U.S. Supreme Court ordered an end to segregation of public schools when it ruled in Brown versus Board of Education. And even now, we're still dealing with issues and difficulties in race relations. They've actually gotten worse under a black president, which I just find interesting. And what we've come to find out, I want to see if somebody can help me with this. Why are there more abortions of African Americans? And they're not a few, by far. More abortions by African Americans than there are by white people. Or any other group, for that matter. Tie all the other groups together. They still have more. Now, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 30% of the nation's abortions occur in black populations, or in the black population, which is estimated about 13% of the total population. Similarly, Hispanics comprise about 15% of the population, yet have 25% of the abortions. Langfeld contends that this inequity in the number of abortions points to leftovers of racism. Now, Margaret Sanger would be, actually, I'm sure she's dancing in her grave right now. Again, 2 years ago, New York City had more abortions of black babies than they had births of black babies. And some of you think that's a woman's health issue. That was great and wonderful. And people do forget that the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, she was well known for hanging out with the boys over at the KKK. That was one of her favorite places. She felt like she was with her own there. Right? She would say often that we don't want the word to go out. And they have her on audio with this. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Some people claim that that is taken out of context. The pro-lifers conclude. But those kinds of sentiments are alive and well today. Recently, there was an article published on the 25th anniversary edition of its landmark publication of HLA, She's a Child, Not a Choice, which is designed to alert and educate Christians to what is described as the gruesome realities of abortion. Seriously, I think if anybody watched, you know how they make you watch, my dad had knee surgery. And he said one of the things they did was they made him watch a clip of the knee surgery. So he could see what it was, what he was up against, what was going to happen. And he said it pseudo-grossed him out, but then, you know, he saw how solid it was and all that, and it made him feel better about the surgery. Can you imagine if they made you watch a couple-of-minute clip of an abortion? What actually happens? And I don't know what they're afraid of, because if it's just a blob of cells, right, what are you going to see? You're simply going to see the sucking out of, I don't know, a little blob of cells, right? But no. What they're afraid of, frankly, is that you are actually going to see the baby, the arms, the fingers, the nose, the mouth. They're afraid you're going to see all of that. Can't have you do that. Can't have you see anything that may lead you to know the truth, right? It's just amazing. Anyway, on the other side of the break, the Charlotte Observer put out a piece that says the girls must overcome discomfort of seeing male genitalia in locker rooms. Well, why is it male genitalia if it's a transgender? I'm confused. And no, you don't tell me when my daughter should be comfortable seeing it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat?
a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Yeah, we could do just the music. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you aboard with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's a true statement. If you didn't grab the last, you need to grab the last segment. Because we're talking about Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. And the deal is, there was a clip. I don't know if you guys saw this. I'd love to be able to find it again. It probably would freak people out. And they get mad at me for doing it anyhow, but I don't care. There was a clip of a woman having an abortion, and there was an ultrasound being taken. And you could see in the ultrasound, and no, we're not making it up. That's why I'd love to find it so you know I'm not making it up. There was a scene in the ultrasound where the baby is actually trying to duck and dodge the instruments, tools, whatever it is. So, anyway, it's just amazing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I love this. Let me see. Look at the next. I need to move on because this stuff, it makes me nuts. Now, the Charlotte Observer is reporting that girls must overcome the discomfort of seeing male genitalia in locker rooms. I got two issues here. One is, no, you don't have a right to tell me when my daughter gets to see or doesn't get to see. That's number one. You know what my second problem is here? Here's the second part of this. All right? You guys that want gender neutral world, we can't call somebody male or female. This is totally confusing. Because is it male genitalia or is it just parts and pieces hanging from a generic body? It can't be male genitalia if we don't have male or female anymore. Right? And wouldn't these little girls, wouldn't this be much better if the surgery took place first before they were allowed to use the bathrooms? What do you think? You're making, transgender means you're in transition to the next gender, correct? At least that's what I've been told. But you still have the parts and pieces you were born with. And because you don't like to be labeled that way, you're telling us we're the haters when you're confusing the crap out of us in most cases. Now, a North Carolina newspaper issued an editorial last week telling the girls to attempt overcoming discomfort at the sight of male genitalia. Now, should transgender bathroom laws be enacted, you need to get over it. In defense of President Obama's order compelling schools to allow access to restrooms on the basis of gender identity, the Charlotte Observer editorial board compared the discomfort of school-age girls seeing male genitalia in locker rooms to the discomfort of white people being around black people in post-segregated America. Well, since I have never been uncomfortable being around black people, since most people in my family didn't have a problem with it, I wouldn't understand that. And for you to compare the two, you're out of your minds. You keep trying to tie it back to black people and challenges black. Even they don't like it. They're telling you to stop. So apparently, when they tell you to stop and you don't stop, you're just being a good citizen when you're a Democrat. When you're a Republican and you don't stop, you're a racist. See, it's a double, triple, and quadruple standards that the left has that they try to push on us. We're not going to accept it anymore. Or a good majority of us aren't. You can keep trying, though. Good luck. This is what the Obama administration nudged the rest of the country towards on Friday. The editorial said, yes, the thought of male genitalia in a girl's locker room and vice versa might be distressing to some, but the battle for equality always been in part about overcoming discomfort. With black sharing facilities, with gay sharing marriage, in real, these people are brain dead. Right? I mean, they're just brain dead. I don't know where they get that gays sharing marriage was discomfortable or was it discomfort? No, it wasn't. The argument for the Christian side anyway was that marriage was a sacred thing, that marriage was a God thing. So they were fighting for what they believed to be right. So you're confused. Now, while admitting that exposure to male genitalia is possibly outcome, now here's the thing. So, if one of these young ladies is traumatized by it, she's going to be called all kinds of names, isn't she? But when those college snowflakes rolled up into a fetal ball when they found that Chick-fil-A was going to be on campus, it was the worst thing that could possibly happen. Why would you do that to children? My same thing goes to you. If your kid is traumatized by Chick-fil-A being on a college campus when you're a full-blown adult, basically, and you can't handle that, and we have to get rid of Chick-fil-A, now you're telling me that my 8, 9, 10, 12-year-old daughter has to deal with the fact that she might see a penis, get over it, and if she's traumatized because she doesn't want to see the penis, she's the wrong one? You guys are nothing but hypocrites. Period. It ain't that hard. That's why I keep telling you guys. It's not equality they want. It's control. They want you to submit. It's control. No more. Don't do it. If you live in California, you're in for a heavy hit here soon. I hope I can get to this story. I mean, you got to hear this one. But I'm going to finish this one up first. So those safety issues are political fiction. Non-transgender men wouldn't have been allowed in the women's bathrooms under the Charlotte ordinance that HB2 killed. And 200, what? Non-transgender? You have to take their word for it. For you to say non-transgender men or non-transgender women or whatever, you don't know that. Right? Now, President Obama issued a legally non-binding order on Friday. Now, it's not legal. That's why I said this. The paper is kind of, I wonder if it's slanted or not, right? Compelling schools to allow bathroom access on the basis of gender identity. Not compelling, forcing and threatening. By taking your money away. The money, by the way, that usually goes for lower socioeconomic kids for them to have food and such. Doesn't that make all the sense in the world? The U.S. Department of Justice has sued the state of North Carolina over the law regarding public restrooms. Yeah, but you know what? When the 19 other states come on board, this is going to be a major league debacle. More taxpayer dollars, because he really doesn't care. I don't think the president really gives a care anymore. He's on his way out anyway. And I've said he's going to burn the place down on his way out. I believe that. I can pull this off. So there's a bunch of new California laws that are about to go into effect. Boatload of new gun laws. And they're just craziness. So the new laws today. So those who buy word and deed are out of sync with California's deeply blue political ethos are going to risk social ostracism. In other words, guys like me are going to be in a boatload of trouble. Now, the state's dominant, the state of California is dominantly ruled by Democrats. Right? They had two-thirds of the vote, but here's the problem. They had total control of the legislature, but they couldn't control themselves. You know, like they were running around peeing all over themselves, okay? So they couldn't control themselves. And what happens? A group of them get indicted in the Senate because they can't control themselves. And frankly, they were trying to, the guy that was trying to pass, Leland Yee, the guy that was trying to pass the toughest gun laws, the guy that said that no citizen should have guns, there's no reason for anybody to have guns, what's he get picked up for? Gun trafficking. Selling illegal guns. Apparently, you know, I mean, look, the best way to get rid of your competition, right, is become a legislator and then legislate it out. Isn't that crazy? Now, California they've written the book on nanny state. They can lay it out. They've written the book. They can tell you how it goes. In the next break, we're going to talk about, man, you're going to be in a lot of trouble in this state if you say something that's politically incorrect. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board, but you older fellows will know who that song is from. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Okay, I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, coming on the website, coming into the chat room, conversing, and just doing all of that. Because I know it takes time for you to do it. I know, you know, you could be doing other things. Right? Come on. That's easy. Anyway, let me get back to the story. This stuff just frosts me to no end. So, the California law is threatening the rights of many people like myself, because they don't want you to this whole thing of being on the interweb, the whole thing of being out there, you know, they don't know how to handle this media. They don't know how to deal with us because we're if we're telling all lies, it falls apart, right? If all of us are just doing nothing but lying, it all falls apart. But when they have four or five or six, and yes, I'm including Fox in the media blitz here, but when the left has four or five or six stations and they say they don't have any, I mean, come on, think about this. Let's be honest. NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, CNN headline. I mean, they've got a boatload of liberal stations. Even the president of CNN a couple of weeks ago came out and said, yes, we are too left. That easy. Now, States politicians, dominant politicians, one of the subject of centers to dissenters to discrimination and legal harassment, even infringement on constitutional rights. You smoke a cigarette, own a gun, cut a tree, pan for gold, question the inconvenient truth of human-caused global warming, utter an impolite joke, or even drive a gasoline-powered car, and you may run afoul of an ever-tightening web of laws and rules that are coming down the pike here in California. Now, what happened Thursday in the state Senate typifies that newfangled intolerance, but they're trying to save everybody. It passed, largely along party lines. 11 new gun control bills, whose sponsors include the Senate President Pro Tem, Kevin DeLeon, promised they would reduce gun violence. Not going to happen. We can't stand by and let our community suffer from this horrific violence. How about you put more cops on the street? How about you really, truly enforce the laws you have, right? When you have an illegal on the street with a gun, put him in jail. Don't give him a slip to appear and hope he shows up. But proponents offered not a scintilla of objective evidence that the new bureaucratic regulations and these complex definitions would do anything other than hassle the law-abiding. And if a lot of these are going to be challenged in court. You already know that. The bills were rushed through the Senate for reasons that have nothing to do with gun violence. Right? Rather, this three-sided political... I mean, everybody's screaming about everything here. You know, it's just... California is so irritating. Everybody loves it because of the weather. And if Governor... If Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom gets in as governor, yeah, this state will be flushed. Seriously flushed. Now, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing his own gun control ballot measure, and he and DeLeon have been feuding, with the latter openly urging the former to drop his measure. One factor is fear among some Democrats that have Newsom's gun control measure on the November ballot would encourage turnout among gun owner voters that would hurt the party's other causes. Yes, I hope so. Just as it did in the 1982 election for governor. No, I hope he does. Put it on the ballot. Newsom wants to expand the rights of marijuana smokers while curbing those gun owners. Yeah, so let's give more to the potheads and take more guns away from people. I mean, look at this. Look at how backwards these values are. Meanwhile, the new Speaker of the Assembly, Anthony Rendon, is pushing his own array of gun control bills and that don't conflict with Newsom's measure. As Newsom, DeLeon, and Rendon compete over who can reduce gun rights, other Democratic politicians want to make heretical speech illegal. Well, what does that mean? We're getting all religious now? We steal another religious word? The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved a bill that would give the Attorney General new powers to go after corporations that don't endorse climate change. Let me read that again, because I'm sure you don't hear that. So they can't make up their minds as to what they believe. So the Senate Judiciary Committee has approved a bill that would give the Attorney General new powers to go after corporations that don't endorse climate change. Now, that's in response because they say that oil companies are suppressing research. Well, if they are and they know it, why don't they put it out there? This has been my argument all along with people. You guys get sucked in with a comment that's made, right, like this, and you believe it because it came out of somebody's mouth that you believe in. This is equivalent to a hunting license for a politically ambitious attorney. What a great way to harass political enemies. We've seen them do it before. And you think that's far-fetched, right? Consider the federal judge who recently slapped down the Attorney General Kamala Harris, a U.S. Senate candidate, by the way. Just think, if she makes it into the Senate, yeah, you've got to leave California. For demanding that a conservative foundation turn over a list of its supporters, she demanded. She thought she had a right to it. Now, she said she was simply trying to curb fraud. She doesn't have a right to do that. She's actually trying to get out in front of it before it happens. She doesn't have a right to do that. You don't have a right to put somebody in jail before they do something wrong. Judge Manuel Real said that she could not be trusted to protect them from intimidation. Civil rights are civil rights, and choosing to honor some and deny others is unworthy and unconstitutional. From a state that says that they value personal liberties. They don't value personal liberties. They value what the Democrats believe to be truth. That's all they value. Seriously, think about it. Think about the laws that are passed here. Right? Some of the crazy laws that are passed here in California. And these gun laws, these are the ones I've been talking to you about for a while that have been making their way through. You can't buy more than 100 or 200 rounds of ammunition. Okay? You can't, what else is there? You're going to have to, new guns are going to have these little devices on them. So if you have a magazine that takes the bullets, right, you're not going to be able to press a button and have it pop out. You're actually going to have to, it's going to have a special tool or device for you to be able to pull the magazine out. It's just nuts. Now, one story I didn't get to tonight that I really wanted to get to, and I'll get to it tomorrow night, is from the Wall Street Journal. And it's an article that's written about America's withdrawal and global disorder. What would happen if America pulled out of the Middle East? And guess what? This is written 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. Right? So somebody called what would go on 3 years ago. And just amazing. Can I get through this next? Yeah, I can probably pull this off, maybe. Finally, a federal judge nails Obama's Justice Department for lying. Thank God. A federal judge has just called out Obama's Department of Justice, you know, the one led by attorney. I keep wanting to call her Loretta Lynn, but it's Loretta Lynch. For lying, yep. The arm of our government's executive branch charged with enforcing the law and administering justice apparently has a little ethics problem of their own. But I don't think anybody's surprised. Well, there's not many on the right that are surprised by that. People on the left I talk to say, well, they all lie. A federal judge ordered the Justice Department to send its lawyers back to remedial ethics classes Thursday after finding that the administration repeatedly misled the court in the high-profile challenge to President Obama's deportation amnesty. Judge Andrew Hansen said the lawyers knew the administration was approving amnesty applications, but actively hid that information both from him and from the 26 states that sued. Worse yet, even after the court ordered a halt of the whole amnesty, Homeland Security Department approved several thousand more applications. They defied the court. See, I just wrote about this. This proves my point. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about the law. He doesn't care about American justice. He doesn't care. He is the law. He is the justice. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, tell your friends and loved ones about the show. Send them up to the website, therealside.com. And you know what? Antagonize them. Get them over here and antagonize them. Hey, have a great rest of the day, because I want you back here tomorrow. Have a great night.